When our colleague Karen Miller-Medson isn't producing stories for us or baking her incredible cakes, yes, we won the Public Radio Cake Week competition sponsored by Vermont Public Radio. We'll have a picture of Karen's incredible likeness of me and Jeremy atop her entry at hereandnow.org. But when she's not doing that, Karen is running, and she had the run of her life this past week, joining a group of men and women running through the Andes Mountains to Machu Picchu, the ancient Inca citadel in Peru. The trip supports an organization called Strive, which takes student athletes to small communities in Peru and Kenya, where they work on building and education projects. And as athletes, they also get to train at altitude, which, if you've seen the runners from Kenya, you know can be an advantage when they are competing back at sea level. So we are all living through Karen this past week. You can, too. Pictures of her trip are at hereandnow.org. We caught up with her at a point where she got cell phone coverage a few days ago and asked, you know, what's up?
So I'm on a trip called Running to Machu Picchu. So we start off in Cusco at 11,500 feet. We acclimate for a few days, and then we literally run to Machu Picchu.
Why?
Because we can. Something to, you know, what I did this summer kind of thing.
Right.
It's a group of runners, and it's led by Tyler Andrews, who's got this program, Strive. They do community work in Peru. And he decided to take a group of adults this summer. So I signed on.
Well, it's giving you a chance to really see. I mean, we'll explain to people Machu Picchu, glorious as it is. There are some people who just get to Lima, hop on a bus, and take the express, go to Machu Picchu, and leave. You can also trek over the course of a week, and then you really get to meet people. And it's like you're trekking kind of quickly. And really seeing the people of Peru, what are you seeing?
It's unbelievable. So because we're running from village to village, we're not going to places where a lot of tourists go. So we're running through the Sacred Valley, and we're running on this dirt trail that goes through the whole Sacred Valley along the Sacred River. That's the whole Inca territory. You see just the massive Andes Mountains, the farmland, sort of graded up the mountains. There's llamas, there's alpacas, there's pigs cross our paths. It's like red dirt path. And then when we get to these villages, it's markets and ancient ruins. And two nights we're staying with families. I don't speak a word of Spanish. It's interesting, and it's a big challenge.
Well, what do they think of you? Because having trekked through Peru, this is a while back, but this is a very simple lifestyle that's much the way it was. What do they think of, and they've seen tourists, certainly trekkers coming through, but what do they think of somebody running through?
Near the bigger towns like Pisac, they're kind of used to it because other runners occasionally run through. But when you get out of, sort of really out of where tourists would go or where cities are, people just kind of stop and stare. Honestly, I don't know what they're thinking, but they certainly are watching.
Yeah, yeah, in wonder.
It's a bit of a spectacle, I think.
Well, can you tell us more about Strive?
It's mostly based in Peru, but they also have an arm in Kenya. It's all educational-based, so any kid can go and get English lessons, tutoring, almost child care in a sense, because kids come and bring their 2 and 3 year old siblings. And then the high school kids help build and paint the Strive Center. And it's associated with an elementary primary school. And it's not a sort of touchdown, you know, in the summer for kids to do a week of service. It's sort of a whole summer, and then it operates year round.
So one of your boys participated in Strive, am I correct?
Yep. He did 3 summers. He did one in Peru as a high school student, one in Kenya as a high school student, and then one came back to Peru as a group leader. And I should also say that it's really for student athletes, so it's kids who want to train at high altitude.
Yeah.
So it's student athletes who are doing the summer work.
Well, so, I mean, a lot of parents are lucky enough to be able to, you know, have their kids go to these summer volunteer programs. But how great that you get to actually go see what he did.
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, I've been seeing pictures of this for 3 years, and it was really special to go and see, you know, the center that they painted and the work that the kids have done there. And, yeah, it was really a wonderful opportunity. And besides just wanting to try to run from Cusco to Machu Picchu, it was one of the reasons that I wanted to come down. I just wanted to really see what they were doing, and it was worthwhile.
Yeah. Well, Karen Miller Medson, we wish you every good thing when you get to this magical, mystical, spiritual place, Machu Picchu. I hope one thing you do have, I was lucky enough to see, fireflies.
Fireflies. Okay, I'll look for fireflies. Sounds wonderful.
They were swarming the place. Karen, best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you, Robin.
Our colleague, producer Karen Miller-Medson, somewhere in the Andes Mountains a few days ago. Yesterday, she did make it to Machu Picchu. Alas, no fireflies, but incredible sights and a llama. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org.